The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't look too good when it happened on the field, but I think at the end of the day, here nothing's broken, nothing's seriously fractured or anything like that is a win for us at the end of the day, if that makes sense. But definitely scary when it happened, but just glad he's okay and it won't be, you know, anything that will keep him down for the rest of the season.
I know you guys are just filtering into the clubhouse, but what's the mood and the spirits like in this locker room, and how do you guys make sure that it doesn't get you down?
That kind of lifted our spirits, honestly, yesterday after the game, coming in, asking if he's okay, and finding out nothing was broken or anything. Manny seemed like he was in good spirits as well. He seemed like he was optimistic about it. It's tough to see it when it happens. You know, we see all the work that he puts in behind the scenes. We see how hard he works every day, and he's out there playing every day. So to see something like that happen, especially with the type of season he's having and the type of season we're having as a team, was tough. But like I said, nothing serious at the end of the day. So hopefully it's something he can rehab and get back on the field as quick as possible.
How do you expect the guys in this locker room to respond in his absence? He's, as you mentioned, he's having quite the MVP sort of season.
Yeah, we kind of feel we got to do the same thing we did in spring training. Obviously, hearing when Toddy went down, we just kind of used that to rally around and try and just fill that void until he came back. So I think it's going to be similar. We all realize we got to step up offensively, defensively, and do a little more than we've been doing to win ball games, because Manny's such a big piece of our team. So we all know that's what we got to do. So hopefully we can go out in the field and execute it.
To give us some optimism, just what you've seen the last week and change, different guys stepping up, that you'll be able to kind of hold it down in his absence?
Yeah, I think a lot of guys have gotten hot. You know, Jacob had a great road trip. Luke had a great road trip. Pro's been swinging the bat well for a while now. So it seems like a lot of guys are starting to hit their stride. And, I think that's going to be good for our offense, especially now with the bad news of Manny missing a couple games. So, like I said, hopefully we can hold this down until he gets back and, continue to try and win ball games.
He hasn't been on the IL, I think, since 2014. I know injuries, he can't really control that. But what does that say about him, just the longevity and the consistency that he just never seems to really be in this position?
Yeah, that's. It seems like all the stuff he can control, he's, has worked through all that, has done a good job of getting his body in the right situation to take on a 162-game season. And he's had some freak injuries as well, but this was kind of one where couldn't really control. His cleat lost it when it hit the base. And like I said, it looked a lot worse than what the results were, so I think we'll take that.
Did you expect this much adversity to the Padres this early on? Not even the All-Star yet.
No, I think, it's injuries and stuff like this happens throughout the course of the season. You kind of expect some of it to happen, but, obviously with the COVID IL being a new thing now and adding injuries on top of that, it seems to be like there's a lot of stuff that's happened in this clubhouse. But, we've all done a good job of kind of working through it and just trying to hold it down until whoever's out has came back. So this is nothing new. We just got to continue to do that.
And getting CJ back in this lineup, what do you think he's going to be able to do to kind of help out this team in the interim?
I think everyone's looking forward to see what CJ is doing. When you come up for the first time, it's extremely eye-opening. There's a lot of stuff that's never really been thrown at you on a baseball field before. So now him having the ability to go down, work on his stuff, and have his mind just prepared for what he's going to see up here second time around, we all think it's going to be a very successful round for him. And I think we're all excited to see him come back. We know he had a really good AAA stint, so let's see if he can continue to carry that on to here.
And getting to come home to your crowd after everything that's happened, what's it mean just to at least kind of start off on this new foot in front of a home crowd?
Yeah, that'll be good for us. I think the atmosphere here has always been really good for us, and especially after long road trips, the crowd seems to inject that energy back into us. So hopefully we can get some of that tonight and have a good homestand here before we hit the road again.
Eric, on this, I know you answered this, but how do you...
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.